Jim, we recently, and this is the company I work for, Right Patient, conducted a survey of over 1,000 patients about infection control policies in healthcare and preferences regarding biometric technology. And we found that 70% prefer a non-contact biometric patient identification device. Based on your experience in patient safety, why do you think this is the case?
It's an interesting review of the patient population is very interesting on that. I think that when you look at hospital-acquired infections, or you look at hospital cleanliness, those that would be answering in the affirmative on a survey like that are probably more aware of the concern about hygiene. So I think that people opting away from touching something makes a lot of sense, particularly if they're aware of the of some of the statistics around hospital-acquired conditions. It's interesting also because if you look at any of the other biometric programs, even outside of the hospital, they're very focused on at least we're getting to fingerprint, at least we're getting to handprint, but we're not seeing as much of the use of iris scans, right? Mm-hmm. And so I think healthcare is a great opportunity for that because, A, it's something that is quick and easy, but also I think that people also would look at the use of such a scan as probably more secure than something just like a fingerprint because their fingerprint may have been used elsewhere. So I think it's a mix between a hygiene issue and also just individual understanding of the technology itself. But the data that you're getting back, it is interesting. I would say it's reflective of a lot of what we're hearing as well.